And what's your name, sir?
Tyler Geldmacher.
Will you spell that?
Yeah, G-E-L-D-M-A-C-H-E-R.
And T-Y-L-E-R.
Uh-huh.
And how long have you lived in this neighborhood?
About a year. This house, yeah.
It's a gorgeous house. And what, yeah. You were sleeping, and what happened last night?
Yeah, we were just dead asleep, and then felt like something hit our house and shook the house, and then really just big loud explosion, and so we, you know, ran out the back and came around the front, and then there was a couple other big explosions, and as we got up, just their house was in flames, and I'm not sure what the other explosions were. They think they were the fuselage from the jet or whatever, so, but it was a long night. Yeah.
Were you shocked to see a plane? Like, and the fact that a plane hit your house? Like, do you have a daughter, like, family in the house?
Yeah, we had two daughters in the house, and, yeah, pretty shocked to see that it hit our house, and, I mean, obviously we didn't get the worst of it, so we're grateful that we're all okay, just a rough situation.
What did it feel like, the impact, the heat of the fire?
It was really hot. I mean, it felt like our house just shook, and then really loud, loudest explosion I've probably ever heard. And then we ran just to the front door, and he could just see flames bigger than their house. Couldn't really see the house, you know. And then as we came around back, then there was just a couple more explosions and more flames.
Was that your car there, or is that theirs? It almost looks
no,
like it flipped around.
No, that was their car. It was parked in the road there and flipped upside down. So,
did you feel your house shake?
Yeah, absolutely. When that's what woke us up, really, was really just shook the house, and then just a loud explosion right after that, and then followed by a few more. The night went on.
So what's next? Do you guys, does insurance come and help you guys? Or because it's still livable, your house anyway, right?
Yeah, ours is definitely livable. We just got, our garage has some damage in that, and that's actually our insurance guy right there. So
I mean,
he's
obviously,
pretty quick. But,
yeah,
but
seeing this damage,
sure,
I mean, it could
yeah.
have been so much. Do you think, like, this could have been so much worse for the entire neighborhood? Like, holy.
Yeah. You know, it could have been anything. They thought if it could have been in a different spot, it could have caused a big fire in the canyon. And I'm sure there's a lot of scenarios, but we're just grateful that it wasn't worse than it was, I guess. So,
did you hear the plane as it came down, or just
no?
Feel the plane?
I didn't hear it. I've heard other reports of people that heard it in the area, really low, but. We were just woke up when it hit our house. So,
is it a close neighborhood here? Because they're relatively new homes, right?
Yeah, very close. You know, and all the neighbors have been out and wanting the best for everyone involved. And so we're definitely grateful for good neighbors and good friends.
And will you help the folks who were inside at the time? Or do you have any connection with them? Or just...
Yeah, so, you know what? I don't want to get into their... privacy, whatnot, but they had run over and spent the few hours in our house and tried to help them get through this the best we could, but
the survivors, you mean?
Yeah, good neighbors.
And one other thing I wanted to ask too, so how many people were in your house?
Four of us all together.
So your wife, your
two daughters.
Okay, so I want to make sure I get that clear. Man. And this plane avoided power lines.
Yeah, it actually had to come under the power lines, and it just barely clipped our top of our garage. But, yeah, I mean, it could have been much worse if it had hit the power lines or been lower, obviously. So it probably had just barely enough room to get under the power lines and go where it went. So.
Yeah.
No, you don't happen to have... Some people have, like, the security video. Do you have any Nest video?
We do, I'm sure, on our doorbell or whatever, but we haven't got to that.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that. Yeah.
I know, that's like the new thing, right?
We have some videos and stuff that Bailey had filmed, you know, right after. Because we really, as soon as it happened, we ran to the front and could just see flames. You could feel the heat. And we videoed some of it, but...
Can you share that video with us?
I don't have it.
It's on your phone?
I can... She has some on her phone, but I can ask her to.
Yeah.
Sure, be respectful of him and his family right now the best we can. He was an amazing man, really nice, always helping us out, so we don't want to get too much into there.
Yeah. Did you know that he flew for a living?
I did know he was a private pilot at times, so...
Is it shocking? It seems like it's a shocking error.
Yeah, it's for sure. It's been just kind of disbelief for a few hours. You know.
Well, thank you, Tyler, for your
thank
time.
You.
I really appreciate it.
Here's Scott McCain.
Tyler.